For service providers, the first step is to file the FCC Form 498. After USAC reviews and approves your form, we issue you a Service Provider Identification Number, or SPIN, also called a 498 ID. You only need to file this form once, but you must keep the information on this form current. During the beginning of the applicant's application process, you can also review FCC Forms 470 posted by applicants and, if you want, prepare and submit bids in response to the services they have requested. If an applicant chooses your bid as the most cost-effective response, you can sign a contract with the applicant or provide service under tariff or on a month-to-month basis, and you can then assist the applicant with the remainder of the application process, starting with their FCC Form 471. The next step is to start services. In addition to providing the services, you will file the FCC Form 473 to certify to USAC that you will comply with the rules of the E-rate program, and applicants file the FCC Form 486 to indicate that services have started. The final step is invoicing. As we mentioned earlier, the applicant can pay for the services in full and then invoice USAC for the discount amount, or you can bill the applicant for its share and invoice USAC for the discount amount. Applicants can choose either invoice method. Now we'll cover each step in a bit more detail.